You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. The band Lake Street Dive is celebrating 15 years as an active group in 2019. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Bridget Kearney, the group's bassist and one of its primary songwriters, and has more.
I think every band goes through this period where they want people just to come to the shows, and then they want people who aren't their friends there, and then they want to play outside of their hometown. What was kind of the turning point for Lake Street Dive where you kind of got a sense that you're onto something larger?
It's been a long, slow burn for us, but I'd say like one of the bigger stepping stones was we had put out this YouTube video, a cover of the Jackson 5's I Want You Back.
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around.
And it kind of like languished online for several months with only our parents watching it. And then all of a sudden, like, it started getting posted around and shared. Much to our surprise, that was actually translated into a lot of like new people coming to our shows. And so that was like before we put up Bad Self-Portraits, and then by the time we put out our next album of original music, there were a lot more people ready and waiting to listen to it.
Won't you please let me back in your heart?
I find Lake Street Dive's lyrics to be interesting because very often these are songs about melancholy, loneliness, that sort of thing. Was that something that you initially knew you were going to write about, that this was going to be sort of the dominant subject matter?
Not that specifically. For me personally, it's important that a song is memorably about something. Usually not into a song that's like super vague in terms of what the song is about. So that's kind of like a goalpost that I set for myself, is making sure it's pretty clear what the song is trying to say. And then also, like, if I can throw something in there that's kind of head-turning, that, like, catches your ear in a way that forces you to pay attention to the lyrics.
Allow me to introduce myself.
And then along with that, there is most often a sense of humor in the song as well.
Definitely. There are some songwriters that myself and the rest of the band like really like that use humor. I think like John Prine is a great example, Harry Nilsson. The thing that's great about using humor is that when that is put right next to something that's really sincere or something that's maybe really personal or honest, that it really makes each side of the coin shine all the brighter.
If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her.
It also strikes me that you have an interesting sort of cross-section of fans, because I think there are people who very much love the music because it's easy to sing along with, it's catchy, and then there are people who really sort of listen very, very intently to the musicianship.
Yeah, totally, and that's exactly how we like it. That's a great, I think, combination of people to have in the room, people that are there to party and people that are there to listen really closely. It's like, that kind of creates a really perfect concert environment for us.
If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser.